Okay. Here we go. Okay, whether you're here or out there, Brochem Abayim. Okay, once again, we're on page 76. We're hopefully taking us finish Siman, or finish going over Siman Chav Zayin. So again, our general topic is tefillin, our specific discussion is, yesterday we talked about what we finished speaking about, was the width and the length of the ritzuos, of the straps of the tefillin. So we talked about how wide they have to be. We talked about, again, if they get too narrow. And we saw the Mishnah Berurah says specifically, especially where you tighten the shel yad, is very apt to become too narrow. So I happen to see something today that many poskim, or Chaim Kineski, others, says that it's only if it gets too narrow. But let's say sometimes this happens, let's say because of time, it gets scrunched up, but it's not narrowed.
Folded.
Huh?
It's folded.
Folded or whatever, again, folded, maybe you'll have a problem with the white, the bottom side showing, which is also something we discussed yesterday. But again, you know what I'm talking about, it's scrunched up. So that scrunched up is not a problem. The problem is if again, it gets narrow because of the pulling, so now it's too narrow, right? We talked about 11 millimeters. We discussed all that yesterday. And then we talked about how long they have to be. Again, how long the strap of the shel yad has to be. We discussed previously. Yesterday, we talked about how long the ritzuos that cascade down in front, how long do those have to be? We had different, various opinions about that. So now, towards the end of the Mechaber, again, on Yud Alf, the Mechaber says something I think we discussed before. Tefillin shel rosh, tov liyosam giluyim venirim. Tefillin shel rosh, it's tov. Now again, if they're not, obviously you fulfill the mitzvah, but it's good that the tefillin shel rosh, now again, we have to be careful with this, should be uncovered and seen. People could see your shel rosh. Now again, you can imagine a yeshiva guy wearing a hat. So you're wearing a hat, so you can wear the hat, you know, over the tefillin. So again, you can imagine, depending on how a guy likes to wear his hat. So I remember the last time I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I was down at the Kosel, from Mincha, after we did the Kavura, my father, you know, didn't have to sit Shiva because it was already a long time ago. So we were moving him. So, diving by the coast, so Mincha, and there was a young guy there, and he was wearing his hat kind of funny. It looks kind of interesting. And then I looked a little closer, and I saw he had tefillin shel yad on. So in other words, he's wearing small tefillin, you know, and he had the shel rosh covering his hat covering his shel rosh. And I assume he did that because of he didn't want people to see that he was wearing tefillin in the middle of the day. So he wanted to hide it. But here we're talking about, you know, like normal circumstances, no midos reason. But again, so during davening, your tefillin, your shel rosh, the shel rosh should be seen. Now, why is this? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is based upon the pasuk. Pasuk you probably know, Rokol Ame Aretz Ki Shem Hashem Nikrai Lecha, that all the nations will see that the name of Hashem is on you, v'yaru mimecha, and they'll be afraid of you. You know this famous story about the Vilna Gaon. We're not going to get into that right now, but in other words, so we see from this that the tefillin should be seen. Now you'll say, they see the name of Hashem is on you, so how's the name of Hashem? So obviously, the shin and the dalet on the shel of the is on the shel rush. It's a majority of the name of Hashem. So yes, so the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting from the Elia Rabbah, and that is v'tosha gama kesher yemagula. I will ein anu nogim kain. It's best that the knot should also be seen. I guess you wouldn't be wearing your talis over your head, because or else, you know, so you have a little hole in the talus. I don't know. But,
A window.
A clear talus. Maybe back there. That will be the next big thing. Don't ask me. So anyways, but again, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, well, ain't not Noag him came. We're not Noag that way. Again, that the Dalad of the Shel Rosh should be seen. Ubedieved im hayu mechusin l'gamri yaseh. As I mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bedieved, from the Malbim, from the Atzus Chaim, that if the tefillin were covered, completely covered, so again, if that guy had his tefillin like that during Shacharis, so he's Yotze anyways, right? He's Yotze anyways. So again, that's why I assume the Machaber used the language of Tov. That's good, best. Machaber back upstairs continues. Ein derech eretz legalos tefillin, Avotame b'fnei Rabba, a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, ein derech eretz legalos tefillin b'fon. It's not derech eretz to have the tefillin uncovered, revealed in front of a Rebbe. Why is that? Because the Mishnah Berurah says in Mem Vav is because tefillin haim derech kavod, based upon the pasuk we just said, because tefillin is like a sign of honor, and it's not proper. The ain derech eretz lahashvos atzmo l'rabo. Alken yachaso osam taliso v'kova. Therefore, if you're ever tefillin uncovered in front of your Rebbe, so then it's like you're equating yourself to your Rebbe. I know what you're all wondering. We don't do this, right? I mean, in yeshivas, you see, you know, like nobody's, you know, covering up their tefillin with... Now, again, we're talking about the Shel Rosh. We'll get to the Shel Yad in a little while.
I thought it was the other way, that one should not cover the Shel Rosh in front of the Rebbe.
Oh, well, in a second. So now we're saying, really, you should not... Well, before we talked about not taking off your tefillin in front of your Rebbe because you uncover your head, which is not nice, to have your head uncovered in front of a Rebbe. So you should turn aside or something. Here, this is a different little twist to it. Here, it's forget about putting your head uncovered, not uncovered. Just having your tefillin on in front of your Rebbe is considered, as the Machaber is saying, not kavodik, because tefillin is kavod. So in other words, like, can you imagine, like, I don't know if they do this. Like, again, no source of reference, but let's say a duke has a certain crown. So duke wouldn't wear it in front of the king. Oh, I'll give you an example. I think this is true, but I don't know if I should mention this during the Mishnah Berurah. It might not be appropriate. But I think somebody told me that when cardinals, not the baseball ones, but you know, the ones in the in that religion, when they come in front of the Pope, they take off their yarmulkes. Because in their religion, wearing a yarmulke is a sign of honor. In other words, we believe just the opposite. In other words, wearing a yarmulke is showing my humility because we're showing that Hashem is above me, right? And then we have that conscious awareness. So it's very interesting to me that somebody told me that when they do their thing, they take off their hats. That's where it came in the Goyish world. They don't do it anymore. But I remember people talking about this, and the old men talking about this. If you went to court or something, you had to take off your hat, you had to take off your yarmulke. You know, like, it was considered disrespectful. So it comes from them, right? It doesn't come from us. So, right? So again, so a cardinal would not wear a yarmulke in front of a pope. It's not covered, you know, it's not. So the havdil bein tuma l'tahara gomor, you know, just, I can't express it in a stronger way. But again, the same thing here, you know, tefillin is like a crown. So it's not derech eretz. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you should cover them with a talis or a hat. I know what you're going to ask. Hold on. The Ramah says, the Ramah says, Shel Yad, we've been talking about until now the Shel Rosh. The shel rosh should be covered, but the shel yad ain lahakbi de mehem guluyim ol mechusim. You don't have to worry whether they're covered or uncovered. Whatever you want is fine. Either way, it's fine. And then the Ramah says something very interesting. V'nira li, right? So again, we have this Masorah from the Reshiva, from Rav David, from going back to the Alter Slavakim. Whenever the Ramah or somebody like him, somebody on that level says V'nira li, it seems to me. So again, that is a very strong position. Again, we would think that it's a weak position, but as you all know, our Masorah is just the opposite. It's a very strong bit because the totality of the Ramah's Das Torah and all of the, everything went into this position. I saw also a Haskama from a Sefer where Schneer Cutler writes that he heard from his father the same thing in the name of the Alter Slavaka. So he says, "Venerly the Achshar Shem Anicham El Bizman Kriya Shema Tefila." The Ramah says, "It seems to me that now that we wear tefillin only in the time of davening, Shema and Shemon Esrei, afilu tamid lifnei rabba yachol galos apishol rosh, that even a tamid in front of his Rebbe could have the tefillin uncovered, even the shel rosh. The shel yah is not such a big deal as we saw, but the shel rosh is v'kayam minog shelo lizaher, and that's the minog, not to be careful about it, and that's why we see again Talmidim wearing their tefillin, their shel rosh, having their shel rosh uncovered in front of their Rebbe, because this Ramah. Okay, let's go on to Chav Ches. So the Machaber says as follows, very interesting halacha, and you all are aware of this halacha. Chayav Adam Lamashmesh B'tefillin B'chol Shah. Very interesting language of the Machaber. The Machaber says that a person is supposed to feel, touch, tefillin, kol shah. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains when he says, kol shah usually we translate as that a person should touch, feel, be in contact with the tefillin all the time. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says, perush. In other words, when you remember, as soon as you remember the tefillin, you think of the tefillin, you should touch them. Dalia de Kane, because by touching the tefillin, niskar alayam tamid, you'll remember that the tefillin, you remember the tefillin, and you won't come from removing your mind, having your mind wander from the fact that you're wearing tefillin. And number two, and also so that they don't, you make sure they don't move from their space. So this is, as Mishnah Berurah will say later, this is from the Prima Gaon, that the Prima Gaon brings two reasons why we touch the tefillin, right? One is because you have to have an awareness, keep a focus that you're wearing tefillin. And this is very interesting because it comes into this week's parsha, or last few weeks' parshios, where the Torah mentions about the tzitz, about, right, the foreplate, whatever it's called, of the Kohen Gadol, it's like Kodesh LaHashem. And therefore, there's an equation to tefillin from that. Rav Moshe has a whole thing on that. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol had to have an awareness that he's wearing the tzitz. So too, when we're wearing tefillin, Prima Gaon says we have to have that awareness. Now, the second reason is because, again, because of my move out of space, out of the wrong place. And as we learned yesterday, or the day before, yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah in the previous siman said, tefillin in the wrong place. It's like they're in the kiss. So therefore, we have to, if we touch the tefillin again, so it's a very interesting idea about feeling, having a touch, a tactile awareness, brings us to remembering Well, we have to remember, it keeps us focused. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Beis, Mishnah Berurah Beis says, Shlo Yasiach Daito, that the idea is that you should not remove your consciousness from the tefillin. So the Chofetz Chaim says, "V'eisa tefillah ain't sarach l'mashmash shmahem." When you're davening, in other words, when you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? We do it other times during davening. You don't see during Shmoneh Esrei, you know, like, you don't see us doing that. So again, you don't have to do that during the time of Shmoneh Esrei. Now again, this is very interesting, again, to compare it to those two reasons of the Prima Gaden that we mentioned before. We're not going to get into that right now. Now again, the question is, how often do we have to do this? So the Ran in Sukkah says, the Ran already, so we're going way back, says that we're not baki in the shir of mishmush, of how often we have to touch them. But you know, we have minhag, we'll talk about it later, that we have minhag about by Poseach HaSedecha, or Yismuch HaShemayim, there are different times during davening that we touch the tefillin to have this awareness, to be in line with this halacha. Okay, we're running out of time, so okay, let's stop here. Amir Tashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Okay, because we'd like to welcome Rabbi Kamen, who's here from Las Vegas. It's really wonderful to have him. Okay, my boy. Okay, Ashkoch, everyone out there.
Ashkoch, thank you.
You're welcome.